The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Art Thompson of the John Birch Society. Before we had to go to a break, we were talking about natural born citizen. This comes up because we just had another court ruling. Ted Cruz is being challenged in multiple states. He's already had a Pennsylvania court rule that he is eligible to run, regardless of what the media, saying, according to their understanding of what a natural born citizen is. We've now had a New Jersey court do the same, but there are multiple challenges to Ted Cruz. He's been asked about it directly, and in the debate, he just deflected it. Like a master lawyer, he just says, well, I've argued before the Supreme Court. I know the Constitution. I'm eligible. He doesn't say why. He doesn't defend it. We've had his former law professor say, look, if you take an originalist view of the Constitution, the kind of judge that Ted Cruz said he would appoint, that judge would say that he is not qualified. And so does Ted Cruz support a living Constitution? Does he support removing constitutional issues that get in his way? We've already seen how that works out with President Obama. And, of course, this whole thing was brought up when Obama was running. And as Mr. Thompson just pointed out, many people believe that a lot of the birther movement was connected to Hillary Clinton. So this is an issue that's not going to go away if Hillary gets the nomination, if Ted Cruz were to get the nomination. So, Mr. Thompson, what is your opinion about natural born citizen? We've seen the in the 5 years before Barack Obama got nominated for president, from 2003 to 2008, we had eight different times that bills were brought up in the Congress to remove the clause natural born citizen out of the eligibility requirements and put in things like saying, well, they had to be an American citizen for 35 years or an American citizen for 20 years, but they just wanted to strike that out. Why would they want to do that, and what do you think it means?
Well, what it means is they want to make everything a lot more loosey-goosey than has been in the past. Mm-hmm. They want to create conditions that will deteriorate our political system. I do believe that natural-born citizen is going to have to be put to bed once and for all so that this doesn't come up time after time after time. Now, in my view, and I'm not a lawyer, just my personal view, I take a natural-born citizen to be the offspring of two citizens of the United States, or someone who is an offspring of an American citizen on American soil. I make the distinction because you might have someone born in Germany while a man is stationed in Germany for the United States Armed Forces, and his wife is there with him. And so I make those distinctions. Now, again, I get back to the point. This is going to have to be decided one way once and for all. I'm not much of an advocate of amending the Constitution of the United States, but we may need an amendment only for clarification of what that term means. We see the mass media over the last 200 years capture the semantics of our language, if you will. Mm-hmm. And they've been able to change the thinking of what certain words mean over a period of time, like inflation is a good example. The common welfare is another one. People have no idea what the original words meant.
Yeah. Or take militia, for example. I had a salutatorian when I there was an employee of mine at one point in time. He was a high school student. He was a salutatorian. And he was a smart kid. He'd learned everything they taught him in school. But what they were telling him in school was that the militia was the National Guard. And so we had a very long discussion about that, I can tell you.
Exactly.
So they can play that kind of game, and they can use that to completely destroy the meaning and the intent of the Constitution. I think we can go back and we can read sources that they were drawing from. We can look at the original debates. So we got a pretty good idea why they had that there. And we understand that they wanted a continuity. And getting back to where we just began this with Heidi Cruz and her involvement with the North American Union, with the Council on Foreign Relations, with the Trilateral Commission that wants to create a unified United States of Europe as well as a North American Union, and then combine those two. We see that all in parallel with these trade agreements, and the John Birch Society has been on top of this. Thank you so much, Mr. Thompson.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now, or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The horse right here, the name is Paul Revere, and here's a guy that says if the weather is clear, can do, can do.
Yeah, we've this got Brian Toohey. He's America's leading expert on fixing sports. Okay, we've got guys and dolls right there. And, of course, that horse he's betting on is Paul Revere. There's a lot of parallels to our election in the fixing of sports, and Brian Toohey is America's leading expert on that. The Fix Is In is his website, thefixisin.net. Larceny Games, and he's also written his latest book, A Season in the Abyss, Sports Gambling versus the NFL's Integrity. So joining us now is Brian Toohey. Welcome, Mr. Toohey.
Hi, how are you doing today, David?
Doing great. Now, it's interesting, you know, because when I look at election coverage, often it's somewhere between sports and weather, you know. We've got this real fluffy thing here. But at the nitty-gritty, at the very bottom of this, there's some real serious issues about how it can be fixed. And, of course, there's so much power. It's far more important, really, than it is when we're looking at gambling. There's a lot of money that can be made and corruption and fixing things and gambling. And, of course, we've had, I believe it was Major League Baseball was attacked once with the RICO statute, racketeering influenced and corrupt organizations. They came after him with that. So there's always been this type of thing floating around, but there's a lot more money, a lot more power in politics. But tell us a little bit about what's going on in sports in terms of the way that's fixed, and we'll draw some parallels to that.
Well, I think there's two different ways you can fix sporting events, and one way is the most traditional way that most people, I think about, and that's from a gambling perspective, and it's whether it's, you know, organized crime that gets to athletes or referees, or if it's gamblers themselves, or even the players or referees themselves who decide to fix a game or shave points. That's what's traditionally thought of, and that's what we've seen happen all over the world. You know, we've seen it in soccer, tennis, cricket, rugby. It's happened everywhere, supposedly, but here in our professional sports. Mm-hmm. But the other way I like to look at the potential fix is the league fixing their own games. And that's something a lot of people, and that's why I get labeled a conspiracy theorist for, that's what a lot of people don't necessarily consider, is the fact that the leagues can use the same apparatus that organized crime is used to fix games. They can use those same things to fix their own games, and they have actually more control over their own games. And the fact of the matter is they have more to gain from fixing their own games, because that's how they make their money, is through fan interest and television ratings. And if they fix games to make them exciting, and I'm not saying every game is fixed, but just certain tweaks here and there to manipulate their own league, well, then they're going to make more profit, and it's going to benefit everybody involved, from the players, the coaches, the owners, everyone.
Wow, that's fascinating. I'd never thought about that. I mean, we always, as you point out, we always think about organized crime, leaning on people, or basically, you know, threatening them or incentivizing them to throw a game so that they can make a lot of money off the gambling. I had never really thought about the leagues fixing it for themselves to make it more entertaining. But, of course, that's yet another parallel to politics. It's absolutely amazing. Tell us a little bit more about why you suspect that the leagues may be doing that.
Well, I mean, you can just look what happened in the past 24 hours in sports. I mean, Kobe Bryant retired, and sure enough, like Peyton Manning in this year's Super Bowl, he goes out on top. He scores 60 points on 50 shots, the most attempts made by an NBA player in something like 30 years. And he goes out the conquering hero in front of his hometown in L.A. And then you have, you know, the Golden State Warriors just won their 73rd game of the season, and that set an NBA record. And then you had the L.A. Rams, the new L.A. Rams, who just moved from St. Louis. They obtained the number one overall draft pick in this year's NFL draft with a trade through the Tennessee Titans, who know a thing or two about relocating. And it's just amazing how, you know, the leagues recognize they are entertainment. And the NFL even argued that in front of the Supreme Court. We are entertainment. So I don't understand why people get suspicious when they say, hey, these leagues are basically reality television. They even say they're the best reality television around.
Yeah.
And yet you don't think of them as being scripted or manipulated the way we know reality television is.
Yeah, it's interesting. So people don't really think of any of the sports as being rigged except for professional wrestling. But then they think, hey, all the rest of it is not just entertainment. It's not being influenced to make it more interesting. No, it's genuine. They're out there giving their utmost, and they don't really have any alternative motives. They can't be influenced by anybody else. It's very interesting.
Well, the scary thing is, I mean, I could be wrong in 99% of the things I'm talking about in terms of which games might have been manipulated or fixed. But the fact is, if the NBA just rigged one game, if the NFL just rigged one game of their own, well, that destroys their integrity. It doesn't matter if it happened 30 years ago or 3 days ago. If they just did that once, then you can't trust the leagues. And I think that's the same with, you know, we're talking a little bit about election rigging. Mm-hmm. You know, if just one vote has been changed by, you know, a Diebold machine from voting from candidate A to voting to candidate B, well, then you have serious questions and you have a really big problem. And how can you trust anything that therefore will follow?
Yeah, you know, when we look at it, it's been a lot more blatant than that. And that's the most amazing thing about this election season. I was just saying, when we had four candidates in, I said, it's kind of like we had, if you had a sports analogy, when we were down to four candidates on the Republican side, it's almost like you had the Final Four, but only one of the teams has a winning record. And then the league and the referees come out and say, you know, we're going to change the rules and we're going to go to sudden death. We're going to forget everything. These four. First of all, we're going to let these three losing teams in the Final Four. And then we're going to, you know, not only throw out their record, but we're going to make it sudden death overtime. And we're going to change all the rules and we're going to fix it with our referees because we don't like that one winning team that's in there. I mean, that's really what we're looking at here, because long ago, they would have consolidated around somebody else if they weren't so opposed to Donald Trump and to his policies. But that kind of rigging, like we saw, the blatant rigging that we just saw in Colorado, where they just shut out the voters and even shut out the people who were coming in there to run as delegates. They said, no. What's your loyalty? Oh, you're a Trump. No, you're not going to be allowed in. We're not going to put you on the ballot. We're going to remove you from the ballot. We're not even going to let you into the facility here. That's the kind of blatant, naked corruption that, boy, that would be it, wouldn't it, if we saw that with the NFL or the Major League Baseball, wouldn't it?
Oh, definitely. And I think, you know, the media plays a role in both. I mean, I think it plays a role in the political field, too, by not necessarily digging in to these, you know, election frauds and things like what just happened in Colorado. I don't think they dig deep enough. And it's the same with the sports media. I mean, I know from personal experience how big wigs like ESPN have shut out certain stories because they're a little too controversial. I mean, I wrote a story in my book, Larceny Games, about an FBI file related to members of the New York Knicks in the early 1980s rigging games as a favor to their cocaine dealer. And it was picked up by the New York Post. They put it on the back page of their Sunday paper, and it went viral, and it was everywhere. It was on Fox, it was on Yahoo, it was on everywhere except ESPN. And isn't it funny that ESPN gives the NBA over $1 billion a year to broadcast their games? So, I mean, you know, when you have situations like this, if the media doesn't do their job because they are in bed with either a candidate or with a sports league, then how can you even trust them?
Yeah. That truly is amazing. And that is one of the biggest parallels. The fact that they can control what is reported and that they don't report that. That's why this election, I believe, is such a groundbreaking issue. We've got a very vibrant and strong media that is beside the long-established mainstream media. So the information is getting out there, but they're not even trying to hide it. And I guess that's the most amazing thing to me, because they work very hard to create the illusion, and they always have in the past, to create the illusion that we have honest, fair, and open elections, just as they do in the sporting industry. And yet this time, the mask has truly come off. Talk to us a little bit about some of the gambling influences and scandals that have happened there. I know that's not your key thing about how they rig it, but talk to the people about some of the biggest scandals that we've had that have been exposed in the past.
Well, that's the funny thing is, if you look at professional sports in America, it's basically gambling scandals are non-existent. I mean, Major League Baseball says they haven't had one since the 1919 World Series and mm-hmm. the Black Sox. Mm-hmm. The NBA claims they haven't had a game fix since 1954. The NHL says they haven't had a game fix since the 1940s. And the NFL, amazingly, is bold enough to say they've never had one fixed ever. And they can make these claims because, obviously, no one has been convicted of fixing games. But the fact of the matter is, I dug up hundreds, literally over 400 FBI files into investigations in the NBA, Major League Baseball, the NFL, college sports, and other sports as well. And the FBI had very, very credible information of games being fixed. It's just stuff that never made the public's view because, in part, the media really didn't do their job. And again, you look outside the United States and match fixing is rampant. I mean, it basically shut down the Chinese Baseball League. You know, we know soccer match fixing is going on. We know the corruption within FIFA, which has occurred. Mm-hmm. We know tennis matches have been fixed. I mean, we know it's everywhere. It's just American sports fans, I think, are very naive and very trusting, and they want to believe in the purity of sports, which I think in many ways people want to believe in the purity of our democracy and our electoral process, and yet they just won't recognize what's staring them in the face.
Yeah, the FIFA scandal was huge. And I'm going, you know, when we look at this and you talk about the fact they want to acknowledge that, we see movies made like Eight Men Out and things like that. But again, as you point out, they want to, people think that that's somehow ancient history. That doesn't happen anymore. We've taken all these precautions so that won't happen. And we hear the same thing in the elections. You know, they used to talk about smoke-filled conventions and smoke-filled rooms and conventions, and now they talk about a brokered convention. I actually heard somebody on NPR say, well, they want to talk about a brokered convention, but those days are over. It's like, yeah, we don't have anybody using politics to get stuff that they want today, do we? I mean, that's absolutely amazing. But, of course, that's NPR. And so the parallel there is that NPR, which is a government-financed news media, is basically going to tell you, no, no, it's all on the up and up. Just as you were pointing out, ESPN, which is financed by the sports teams, is going to tell you that sports is all on the up and up as well. Well, stay with us. When we come back, we're going to continue talking to Brian Toohey. His website is thefixisin.net, and he is an authority, an expert on how games are fixed, how sports are fixed. And it's all an illusion, folks. We need to understand where reality stops and where fantasy begins in politics and in sports. We'll be right back.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Brian Toohey. His website is thefixisin.net. Brian is America's leading expert on game fixing and sports. We've been talking about many of the parallels to politics. Before I get back to Brian, I want to let you know real quickly, we've got BrainForce now at 25% off of our sale price. So that's a total of 45% off the retail value. Again, BrainForce at 45% off retail at InfoWarsLife.com. BrainForce uses natural brain activation ingredients like yerba mate extract and alpha GPC. Some ingredients in BrainForce are prescription in Europe. Take a look at the reviews at InfoWarsLife.com. We have hundreds of five-star reviews. You can read for yourself. People tell you what this product has done for them. And again, remember, it is 45% off retail, 25% off our sale price even. So this is an unprecedented special for BrainForce. You'll find that at InfoWarsLife.com while supplies last. Now, Brian, as we're looking at this and we're talking about the parallels to politics and sports, I'm reminded that there is a juncture there between sports and politics, and that, of course, is fantasy football. That's being that was actually a part of the debate. Jeb Bush brought that up, fantasy football. We've got an attorney general here in Texas, Ken Paxton, who is trying to regulate that. A lot of states are trying to regulate fantasy football. And yet you're talking about the fact that the real football that we're watching may, in fact, be fantasy to some degree. The league itself has an incentive to try to make the games more interesting, more competitive. It's not just organized crime coming in here and trying to take a cut, trying to throw the games. But talk to us a little bit about fantasy football, because that may be really what we're looking at, isn't it? But what about the real fantasy football?
Well, you know, with the fantasy football end of it, it's really what's become this daily fantasy sports where people can, you know, the original fantasy football was meant for a season-long thing with friends just getting together and, you know, maybe wagering a little bit of money involved in this. And then this daily fantasy thing sprouted up thanks to the 2006 Unlawful Internet Gambling Enforcement Act, which said that fantasy sports is basically a game of skill, not of chance, and that opened up this door where now you have FanDuel, and you have DraftKings, and these multi-million dollar, you know, prize pools based off of a single week in fantasy football or single game in fantasy basketball. And, you know, my research has shown that this is gambling. I mean, I can understand there is a skill involved, like there's a skill involved in poker and many other actual gambling endeavors. But when you have, you know, 100 people all throw in $10 and somebody walks away with the grand prize of all the money while the website keeps 10% of it, like the casino keeps a rake, well, then it's gambling. And mm-hmm. I think it should be regulated and looked at on the state level to ensure that everything's on the up and up. Because obviously, again, where there's big money, we always seem to find corruption.
That's right. And that's why it was part of the debate. It was really a dog whistle out there for some of the big Republican donors, especially Sheldon Adelson, who has always come in with tens of millions of dollars into these elections. And he is adamantly opposed to online gambling, trying to shut that down because he sees it as competition to his casinos. So, yeah, you know, it can be gambling and people can decide whether they want to legalize the gambling or not. But I agree with you. I do think that it is gambling. But that's why it is part of the political discussion, is because of the Republican donors who want to eliminate their competition in gambling. What's your take on what we're seeing going on in the election? Because it's not just Donald Trump. I mean, it's also Bernie Sanders. It's also the superdelegates and how they're rigging this. But we've never seen it as blatant, I think, as we have now with the Republican Party, where they're just basically pulling the curtain back and saying, yeah, we'll do whatever we wish. We're going to rig this however we wish.
Well, that's the scary part is, you know, you have people who are voting with what they believe. And, you know, people can say that's right, that's wrong, you should vote for this candidate, not that candidate. But when the fact of the matter is, when you have your vote and you think it counts for a delegate, for example, towards Donald Trump, and the Republican Party is coming out and saying, well, maybe it's not going to, we're going to spin it to somebody else, whoever we deem necessary, well, then, you know, it makes you feel as a voter, does your vote count? And maybe that's the grand scheme thing that they're trying to do, is trying to show you that maybe your vote doesn't count.
Yeah.
And maybe
yeah.
they do just really control everything. And that's, you know, as an American, that should be a really frightening situation. Whether you want Trump in or you don't want Trump in, the fact of the matter that this is occurring should make you really second guess everything.
And I think that may be part of the game. maybe trying to get people so disillusioned with the system that they don't show up. Because I believe that if they have enough people show up, I believe that they can shave points just like they do in sporting events. They can shave points at the poll. They can shave points in terms of delegate selection and that sort of thing. They can stuff the ballot box, or they can manipulate the voting machines to shave points. But I think if you come in with an overwhelming number of people, they will pull back and try to rig the system at the next level instead of trying to do it in the election. So I think part of this exposure is to just discourage people from even showing up and voting. I think that's a real key part of this. Thank you so much for joining us, Brian Toohey. And, of course, his website is thefixisin.net if you want to find out what's really going on in professional sports. Is it really an honest game? We know politics isn't. Sports isn't either. We'll be right back.
March, the empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. Your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we were just talking to Brian Toohey, who is an expert on how sports are rigged. And people are starting to see openly how the election process is being rigged, and they're not happy about it. Now, today, there's going to be a massive anti-Trump protest planned in New York City. They may actually be protesting. There might actually be some Trump protesters protesting the GOP. There's going to be a New York State Republican Party gala event where Trump and many other GOP primaries candidates are scheduled to speak. This is a demonstration, though, that's being organized by many of the same groups involved in a protest against Trump in Chicago that drew thousands of people and led Trump to cancel his appearance there. This is going to be Occupy Wall Street protesters and 30 other progressive groups. So it sounds like it's going to be mainly anti-Trump and not necessarily anti-GOP. Our reporters are on the ground there in New York City. They're going to be joining Anthony Gucciardi in the fourth hour. We got Rob Dew and Joe Biggs there now. They're going to be talking to Anthony Gucciardi in the fourth hour. Of course, they'll be filing a report tonight about this protest and what's going to be happening there. It's going to be at the Grand Hyatt in New York. That's the GOP gala. That's at 109 East 42nd Street there in New York. If you want to go and see this from a distance, so many people that you may want to just look at our report instead of getting directly involved in that. Now, after they do that, our reporters are going to be heading to Denver, Colorado, and there's going to be a protest there of the GOP by people who are angry about the fact that they shut down the election, that they disenfranchised the voters in Colorado. That demonstration is also going to be covered by our reporters, our InfoWars reporters. It is going to be at the west steps of the Colorado State Capitol building. That's 200 East Colfax Avenue in Denver. So if you're in the area, you need to show up there and tell the GOP that you're not going to be disenfranchised, that you're not going to have them select candidates, that there should be elections of these candidates. And this is not, folks, this is not just politics, okay? Because you are electing these delegates for one issue and one issue only. And what they're doing is they're making these delegates into double agents. And then even worse than that, when you had the delegate selection without an election, they put up delegates and they gave them 10 seconds. You probably saw the reports on the Drudge Report saying, hey, you know, I'm so-and-so, never Trump, or I'm so-and-so, let's make America great again. They would get 10 seconds to do that, and they would tell you their number, and then you go mark them. They had hundreds of people, maybe 1,000 people that were there running for 30 slots. That's an absurd process. The GOP ought to be ashamed of itself. It's a disenfranchised process. We had people report that, hey, they were not allowed on the ballot because they said they wanted to support Trump. They were blocked from getting in because they said they wanted to support Trump. It's a very dishonest process. And then on Saturday, after that protest in Denver, Colorado, again, that's the west steps of the Colorado State Capitol building. Our InfoWars reporters, Rob Dew and Joe Biggs, will be there. And then they will be heading to Portland, Oregon, and there's going to be another meeting there. They're going to attempt to have a meeting. Remember what happened the last time this happened? We had some Portland State University students, and we're getting ready to talk to them right now. Matt Duffy and Liam Nguyen, they organized Portland State students for Donald Trump. The last time they tried this, it turned into total chaos as we had the leftists come in and shut down their free speech. Now, this meeting is going to happen on the Portland State University. It's going to be Saturday, April 16th, 2 p.m. It's going to be the Smith Memorial Student Union there on Southwest Broadway in Portland, Oregon. And joining us now are Matt Duffy and Liam Nguyen. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
How's it going?
It must be a crazy thing to be in a university today. There's not any respect for free speech. And certainly it looks like Donald Trump deliberately, I think, he's pushing back very hard against this political correctness that's being used to censor people. And Donald Trump seems to have hit all their triggers, hasn't he, to use their phraseology. Tell us about the last event that you had there, and tell us what's coming up this Saturday.
Well, our last event, at the beginning, there was about 10 or 11 of us who sat down at the table just to talk about Trump, talk about him and his platforms. And then we were immediately surrounded by over 100 Black Lives Matter people, people who want totally open borders, people who obviously hate white people.
Yeah.
So we were initially just surrounded by all of them. And then they openly said, we are taking this over now. They said, we're shutting this down, taking it over. So then every time we tried to speak, we were immediately shouted down, yelled at, screamed. I would whisper something to Liam, who was sitting there beside me, and I would immediately be hit in the back and told to shut up. So we couldn't talk. We couldn't do anything. So we moved. Our group kind of moved to another part of the room where we were followed again by the massive horde of people. And then they started pushing me and Liam. They started getting physical with us. And then Liam's hat was stolen and then thrown across the room. So that's the tolerant left right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's absolutely amazing. And people my age, I remember when I was in college, we had the communists, we had the Black Student Union, and they would take over student government. They would get our student activity fees. They would use it to fund their own personal activities. They had a bit of a scandal on our campus because they took the money and used it for their own personal phone calls. But, of course, nothing ever happened to them. We saw that kind of corruption, which, you know, was what we expected to see with the real government when we got out. So, yeah, it was student government. They were practicing what they were going to do when they graduated and got involved in the real government. But now it's become something completely different. We've got this article today, university singling out white students for education sessions. And they're sending them to a class called The Privilege of Whiteness. And listen to the advertising thing. Now, this is coming out of University of Wisconsin-Madison. Deconstructing whiteness is intended to answer questions that white students might have about their race, such as, why do I have to feel guilty about being white? Well, you should feel guilty, okay? How can I talk about race as a white person? Or what does it mean to be white? You get a lot of this kind of stuff today in what passes for a liberal education. I mean, liberal education used to mean that it freed you up. It gave you the tools of learning so that you could educate yourself through the rest of your life. But now it means an agenda, doesn't it, gentlemen?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, you know, I find it kind of funny that this sort of, you know, whiteness thing, they're attempting to explain my race. You know, you have these minorities explaining what it means for me to be white. And they say, well, you've got privilege as a white person. It's like, well, my ancestors were Irish. And if there's one group of people who really know what it's like to be oppressed, it's the Irish. I mean, their history is 800 years of English colonial occupation. And, you know, I'm not asking for reparations from the British Empire or anything. So I think it's just a load of garbage.
And then they had it pretty rough when they first came here as immigrants. Every group did when I came here as immigrants. But we once had a thing called the melting pot. Now we're told that the melting pot, this is another article we have on Infowars.com, saying that America is a melting pot is a microaggression. And this is coming out of Purdue University, you know, because we can't have a melting pot where everybody just comes together and makes something that's different, that's better than we were individually. You know, first they talked about the melting pot is gone, and now we've got a tossed salad where all the ingredients remain very distinct and everything. No, what they're really trying to do is set up something more like a bento box. We've got everything walled off. All the different ingredients are here. Nobody mixes with each other. They all stay in their separate ghettos. That is a prescription for violence and division in a country, and that's precisely what I believe they're trying to do in the universities and with our immigration policies.
Exactly. And if you criticize it at all, you get deemed a racist immediately.
Yeah.
Which is us absolutely insane. And that's kind of the entire left agenda kind of relies on people on the right being afraid of being called a racist. And with Trump supporters, that doesn't affect us. It bounces right off of us. It does nothing. And that's why they get so mad, because they scream racist at us and it does nothing. We don't roll over. We don't bow down. We don't apologize for being white, you know, apologize for being a man. It doesn't happen, and that's why they get so mad. I think they could really care less about Donald Trump. They just want us to be under their control and bow down to them. Yes. They don't really hate Donald Trump. It's the fact that they hate us, and the fact that we don't bow down to them, they scream racist at us.
Absolutely. What we're seeing, this anger, this hatred that I'm seeing from the left when I covered this in Washington, D.C., as you pointed out, he's directly confronted their tool of social control, which is political correctness. He directly confronted it. So he's become a proxy over this war of whether or not we're going to have political correctness, whether or not they're going to be able to use this to essentially this kind of cultural Marxism. They used to break everybody down by classes. Say the class that you're born into is deterministic. Now they want to tell everybody the race that you're born into is deterministic. When I look at this story that we've got about melting pot being a microaggression, they actually say the phrases of melting pot are actually problematical because they promote the myth of meritocracy. See, the whole idea of America has been a meritocracy, where we should create a system where anybody with hard work can get ahead. But they want to tell you, no, that's a myth. You can't ever do that because race is going to keep you down, or your social class is going to keep you down. That's what they're trying to feed everybody.
Well, you know, I find it pretty amazing that the left I mean, they're so much into the whole diversity thing. They're the microaggression thing that it's gotten to the point now where they practically want Jim Crow laws now. It's like, oh, you see, white people are problematic, so you got to keep them separate. And I mean, who would have thought that, you know, the melting pot is a bad thing? Like, who would have thought that, you know, they're promoting diversity and then they're turning around and saying, well, diversity is triggering, basically. I mean, I find that very strange, but that's something only liberal logic is capable of.
Yeah, exactly. They're using it not only as a tool of social control, but now they're actually pushing for a kind of neo-segregationism, aren't they? They're actually saying that, you know, you need to be, you know, we're going to take the Jim Crow laws and we're going to apply them now to white people is really what they're trying to say. They don't want people to get along. They say that talking about being colorblind is a bad thing. It indicates if you're talking about being colorblind and not paying attention to whether somebody is a black or white, they say that a white person doesn't want to or doesn't need to acknowledge race when you do that. So they're actually promoting racism, aren't they?
Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah. The entire left says that the right is racist when they are actually incredibly racist against white people. So, yeah. The entire left is just one giant contradiction, basically. So,
all right, so now you're going to have this meeting. It's going to be on Saturday. Our reporters are going to be coming to that again. That's Saturday at 2 p.m. at the Smith Memorial Student Union. Tell us a little bit about what you're trying to accomplish on campus by having a Students for Donald Trump organization and a meetup there with Facebook as well as in person.
Well, I mean, there's really no better spot to gather for Trump than Portland. It is a liberal enclave within Oregon. I mean, a lot of places, especially Eastern Oregon, a lot of places outside Portland is pretty conservative. But because Portland has, you know, like the highest population density throughout the state, they kind of get to dictate what happens all throughout the entire state. So, I mean, on Portland, Portland campus, gathering for Trump is going to be, it's almost unprecedented almost. So we're standing up for free speech, obviously, because what happened last time, they shut down free speech. We're gathering for Trump because nothing like this has really happened on a liberal campus. And Portland is probably one of the most liberal campuses. So we're just going to be triggering a lot of people too, and breaking out this idea of, you know, political correctness. So it's going to be good.
Well, my hat's off to both of you, because you really have gone to the epicenter, to the heart of the beast, and you're not going to be intimidated by these people. They intimidated and shut down the meeting once, so you're going to keep doing this as long as you can, because you are now the ultimate minority. You know,
you're
the guys who support Trump here at Portland. I know that we were there on a vacation. We're passing through Oregon. We stopped in Portland. We wanted to look at a hotel now. It used to be a classic elementary school, a very interesting building architecturally. We went by there, and as we're walking through the place, now a hotel and a restaurant, I heard this meeting going on where they were talking about all of these racial issues, very, very racist meeting, all the things that we're talking about here. I absolutely couldn't believe it. I heard that coming out of the room, and I stopped and just went in and listened for a while. And, of course, everybody in there was white, and they were all complaining about white people. And that's what we continue to see here so much. I mean, this is self-loathing liberals here on parade. But this is happening at all the universities, as I just pointed out. I read stuff from Wisconsin. I read stuff from Purdue University. But I can imagine that Portland is the epicenter of this. And I really do appreciate you guys standing up for your free speech there. We all have to stand up for free speech. It's very important. That's why we're going to be there. We're going to be covering it on Saturday. I also see that you had something here about the BLM, talking about the issues that were going on in Portland as well. We've been there talking to people in the logging industry as well as the ranchers as to what's happening. Yeah, against Black Lives Matter terrorists. Okay. When I see BLM, I don't think Black Lives Matter. And when I see BLM terrorists, I'm thinking the Bureau of Land Management. Okay, so you're talking about the other BLM, the other BLM terrorists, the Black Lives Matter people. Go ahead, talk about that. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. You want to say about the Black Lives Matter terrorists? Were they there at the meeting as well?
Yeah. That was kind of the main group who came in at our first meeting. So Yeah, who obviously they want totally, a lot of people who are holding signs that said no borders, so they want totally open borders. So I asked them, I said, so you're okay with ISIS just coming in and just wreaking havoc? They said, well, we have to do it for diversity. And I said, that's treason. But what you're saying, that's absolutely treasonous, just letting ISIS into the country. I mean, come on.
Yeah, you should ask them what they think about the drug cartels chopping people's heads off and hanging the corpses from bridges and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
We shouldn't bet that for anybody coming in.
And go ahead, Liam.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, I find it very fascinating that these people, they'll say open borders, but they're only for white countries, white or predominantly white countries. They don't care that Japan took in a grand total of 27 refugees. They don't care that Saudi Arabia took in a grand total of zero refugees or Israel took in zero. They don't care that Turkey has been reported to gun down boats of Syrian refugees. They don't care about this stuff.
That's right.
But then when Donald Trump has the audacity to say, hey, we should enforce our border, I mean, that's just racist. And I mean, how dare him? He's just a terrible person, apparently, for wanting to enforce the law.
Well, it's a double standard on everything that they do, isn't it? Whether it's racism or whether it's saying that we shouldn't have any control over our borders or our country, and yet not having those same standards, as you pointed out, for Saudi Arabia, that won't take in anybody. And, of course, Donald Trump has pointed that out many times. That, hey, they got a huge country. They can afford to bring in – they set up all these tents with air conditioning for when they have when they all travel to Saudi Arabia, the pilgrimage. I can't remember what it is, but yeah, the Hajj, something like that. Well, anyway, the meeting is going to be on Saturday, and that is at Portland, the Smith Memorial Student Union. Thank you for joining us, Matt Duffy and Liam Nguyen. Thank you so much for standing up for your rights, because when you stand up for your rights, you're standing up for ours as well. Thank you so much. We'll be right back, folks.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. waronthegrid.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
To the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. In this last segment, Anthony Gucciardi is going to be joining us to host the fourth hour. We're also going to have our reporters who are in New York will be joining us as well. They'll be talking to Anthony Gucciardi. There's going to be a big demonstration tonight. Tonight there's going to be a massive anti-Trump protest in New York City. They just had 27,000 New Yorkers come out to see Bernie Sanders, and they are expecting they're going to have tens of thousands of people perhaps showing up to protest Trump specifically, the GOP less specifically. This is a New York State Republican Party gala event that is going to be at the Grand Hyatt in New York. It's 109 East 42nd Street. That's going to be starting at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time, I believe, 6:30 p.m., and our reporters are going to be covering that. And again, they're going to be talking to Anthony Gucciardi about what is happening at the moment in the fourth hour. I imagine as large as this protest is going to be, they probably already got some Occupy Wall Street protesters, other groups that are showing up there. These are the same people who organized the rally in, let's see, where was it? Chicago. Shut down that Chicago rally. The one that Ted Cruz put all the blame on Donald Trump. It's not Occupy Wall Street. It's not the George Soros people. It's Donald Trump who's to blame. And, of course, Donald Trump is to blame for these people vandalizing cars in the parking lot and other things that we saw. Many of the police who were trying to keep order there come out afterwards and saying, you know what, you need to understand who the real villains are here. But, of course, everything for political gain for Ted Cruz, throwing not only the protesters there, calling them henchmen, saying that Donald Trump is constantly inciting violence. So today, this is going to be Donald Trump's fault if there's anything in New York City. Our reporters will be there starting at 6:30. They're going to be in Denver, Colorado tomorrow. And, of course, Donald Trump has tweeted about that as well. He says, hey, the rules did change in Colorado shortly after I entered the race in June because the polls, the politicians, and their bosses knew I would win with the voters. So just shut the voters out. And if you're going to have people run with this ridiculous idea of an election where they have literally 1,000 people on the ballot just represented by numbers, they give them 10 seconds to get up and introduce themselves and say, vote for me, I'm number 637, I like Trump, or I like Cruz, or I hate Trump, or this or that, and then shut that down and then don't even get that accurate. They had people that were double listed, people that were omitted. I mean, it was total chaos, total tyranny. They rigged this system openly to say, we don't want to have anything to do with Donald Trump. And as the New York Times point out, this was set up. These, you don't like these rules? Hey, they set these rules up to make sure somebody like Trump, somebody like Sanders couldn't get in. That's precisely the point. And it's okay. You shouldn't feel bad about this, says the New York Times. Just embrace it. Embrace the corruption. Learn to live with it. You know what you need to do? Don't let them discourage you from participating in the process. Show up at this demonstration. It's going to be tomorrow in Denver, Colorado, the west steps of the Colorado State Capitol Building, 200 East Colfax Avenue in Denver. That's where the protest is going to be. Show up at the protest. Tell them you're not going to put up with this corruption. And if you're in a state that still hasn't voted, show up in massive numbers where they can't shave the votes, where they can't stuff the ballots enough to keep you out of there. That's the way you shut this thing down. Shove it down their throat. Don't let them discourage you. Don't let them take it back from them. Take the corruption back from them. And again, we just had joining us in the previous segment, Matt Duffy and Liam Nguyen. They are Portland State students for Donald Trump. Again, they were intimidated. They were shut down. They're not going to let that stand. They're going to have another meeting, and we're going to be there to cover it. So our reporters are going to be in Portland on Saturday at 2 p.m. There's a meeting there at the Smith Memorial Student Union. So you might even want to show up there even if you're not a student, because they're going to have student agitators showing up. That's it for today's broadcast. I'm going to be with you in the next 5 minutes. I've got something else I want to talk about, why libertarians should reject Ted Cruz, because I get a lot of people talking to me about that. And remember, we have 25% off even the sale price for BrainForce at InfoWarsLife.com. That's 45% off retail. Right now at InfoWarsLife.com, BrainForce, 45% off retail. Stay with us. I'll be right back.
This is GCN. the Genesis Communications Radio Network.